You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.
For our weekly catch-up with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp, we talked about Hanamai P. Clark, the party's candidate for Hauraki Waikato, who is 20 years old. We talked about rangatahi representing rangatahi and the movement towards Manamo Te Haka as an intergenerational one. We then discussed the Ombudsman's review of corrections, which showed no change from the dire conditions which prompted the Waikerea riot in 2020. We discussed what changes need to be made to corrections and alternatives to incarceration in dealing with crime.
What we're doing here for Te Pāti Māori is this is succession planning, this is the face of the future, and Hana is a representation of 70% of Māori. And in the age bracket of under 40. And so we're really clear with Te Pāti Māori that we want representation from that age bracket. And, you know, Hana comes with, lots of experience, actually, as a 20-year-old. You know, she has been through kōhanga reo, kura kaupapa, parikura, and she's an author. You know, she's written her own maramataka book. She's writing some NCEA maramataka guidelines, so she comes with a wealth of experience for a 20-year-old, a representative of what Te Pāti Māori is looking for.
Are there any strengths that come from youth?
Oh, definitely. I mean, look at our population, our Māori population. There are a lot of rangatahi, especially around those that have come out of the kura kaupapa movement. You know, they have mātauranga, they have a different way of seeing the world, and there's lots of strengths. Matatau te reo, she's been brought up amongst her whānau, her hapū, her iwi, and she's very strong in her voice for rangatahi.
And there's also certain issues that affect rangatahi more, right? Like things like university policies or renting or climate change. Someone closer to those issues would likely have a clearer perspective on them than someone who's just read about them, I imagine.
Yes, and she represents that group, like you say, of rangatahi that actually, you know, have an invested interest in climate change, youth issues, because she represents that population. She is rangatahi. And, you know, like some of us, we might think we're young, but we're not. And, we welcome Hana. She's a breath of fresh air. And I look forward to being on this campaign with Hana.
Could you think of Manamo Te Haka as being an intergenerational political project? I'm just thinking of the Matike Mai report, which was drafted through a series of hui with rangatahi.
Yes, definitely. Manamo Te Haka is a way forward. It's a mātauranga Māori framework that is entrenched in our beliefs, values, and our whakaro of Māori. So it is definitely a way forward. And, you know, these are bringing back our traditional ways, re-indigenising how we can look at ourselves, not just as people, but as, you know, when we look at the things that are happening around us. It is intergenerational. We've been brought up in it and for years, but now we are, I think, progressing more as we bring back our old ways.
I guess that's quite an interesting thing of sort of drawing back to whakapapa through future generations.
Well, that's who we are as Māori, and that's how we navigate, you know, through a lot of issues around us. We look to the past to head into the future. Our tūpuna had ways, had knowledge or mātauranga that guided them through different practices, and it is very timely that we bring those traditional ways back.
Just moving on to Rawere Waititi's call for changes to corrections. So the Chief Ombudsman just released a highly critical review of the Department of Corrections. This report was prompted by the 2020 Waikerea prison riot, which itself was a response to dire conditions, things like solitary confinement, poor sanitary conditions, brown drinking water, poor ventilation. And the report shows that little has changed since then, despite repeated recommendations. Why do you think Corrections, as an organisation, is so stubborn to change?
Well, I think this is old-school bureaucratic ways of working, and it is time to change. Even as prisoners or as people, they deserve to have, you know, they have rights, and they deserve to be looked after in those facilities. And you know, people don't riot for nothing. There is a reason why they do these things, and we must take care of those human rights no matter what.
So prisoners have rights, but a pretty significant section of the population would say that you give up your rights by committing a crime. Why care about the human rights of prisoners?
Everybody deserves fair and good treatment, no matter the issue. You know, we say, arohaki te tangata. Everybody has the right to clean drinking water. Everybody has the right to be fed in those institutions that the government actually funds and pays for.
Kelvin Davis has defended corrections by saying that slow progress is still progress. Do you agree with that?
I think slow progress is no progress and things haven't changed. And it's our people that populate those facilities, and we need to be able to address these issues faster. And Kelvin needs to be able to do that. He's in the seat of change. He's in the seat of power to be able to make that happen.
So, as I mentioned earlier, Kōrero Rawiri Waititi visited Waikerea after reading the report, and he's calling for complete transformation to corrections in response to that. What changes would Te Pāti Māori make to our prisons?
I think it's really important to have mana whenua, kaumātua kuia, involved in those processes and involved in the support, I was going to say healing, of those prisoners. You know, everybody has the right to rehabilitation. So having our own whānau there, sometimes it's just about having a connection, and our whānau had connections. So if I think about when Rawiri went into Waikerea, and he went there to talk to those men that had rioted, what they saw was somebody that looked like them, somebody that sounded like them, somebody that believed in them and wanted to listen. And that's the beauty of our people being in those positions and being able to support that. I mean, I think about some of the things, you know, at lower level. You know, we have Te Kōti Rangatahi out here in communities, and some rai look after those processes. There's prevention strategies that we can do before wahine get to prison. There's a lot of rehabilitation that can be done. And, Rawiri was able to get those men down. And sometimes it's who we are, it's who they see in front of them, and they respond differently.
The report also calls for a greater focus on Te Tiriti in the Corrections Act. But is Te Tiriti actually reconcilable with these punitive approaches to crime?
Well, I think Te Tiriti is always a way forward, and it's got to be at the forefront of any decision-making that we do and anything that we do for Te Pāti Māori. And that's, you know, we've got to have that there as part of that relationship and the way that we work with our people.
And I guess this whole issue is part of a much wider problem, which is mass incarceration in Aotearoa, and specifically Māori mass incarceration. There's also a large body of evidence that imprisonment doesn't rehabilitate criminals and causes significant social harm to communities. Do we need to consider alternatives to incarceration when we deal with crime? And if so, what would those alternatives be?
Well, I think, again, it's about a rehabilitation, a different approach to the way that we look at trauma, the way we rehabilitate people. Locking people up, throwing away the key, only works for some. But there are other ways that we can heal through the trauma of why people are in prison. And you are right, we need to find alternative ways. And looking at mātauranga as part of that, looking at mana whenua and iwi as part of the decision-making, as part of providing programs that are appropriate for whānau in prisons, is an alternative.
What sort of work needs to be done outside of prisons in order to reduce imprisonment?
Well, if we look at who's in prison, a lot of them are our people. And a lot of things can be done outside. You know, before we even get to prison, there's things like poverty. Why are we getting there? There's poverty, crimes of poverty that get them in there. A lot of our whānau, when I think about some of the young people that I've seen out here, you know, like the Ram Raiders out here in Tamaki Makaurau, a lot of them do it for money. A lot of them do it because they're hungry. A lot of the times they want to do it because it's peer pressure. And those things transcend even into adulthood. You know, it starts young and then they end up where they are when they get older. You know, we want to be able to put some prevention in place, look at the models that should help them at a young age. Locking them up, throwing away the key is not the answer. Putting them in a boot camp is not the answer.
That was Takutai Kemp from Te Pāti Māori talking about rangatahi in politics and reviewing corrections.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.